I'm Mélanie Laroche. I'm the executive director at MCAF, and you're listening to the True North Country Comics Podcast.
Welcome to the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book and graphic novel creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Mélanie Laroche about the Montreal Comic Arts Festival 2024. This podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, YouTube Podcasts, and YouTube Video. Please like and subscribe to that video channel. Mélanie Laroche is the executive director of the Montreal Comic Arts Festival. She summarizes her motivation for the event as the comic artists and the quality of the Quebec comics they publish. Her ambition is to be able to present large-scale immersive exhibitions about comics in Montreal. Her recent encounter with Italian artist Zero Calaire at Angoulême last year about his work in autofiction made a big impression on Mélanie and encouraged her to take on this role with MCAF. The Montreal Comic Arts Festival, or MCAF, is Montreal's sole bilingual event dedicated to promoting comics and artists who create them. This not-to-be-missed comic arts event drew over 82,000 people in 2023. The 13th edition of MCAF will take place from May 24th to 26th on the pedestrianized St. Denis Street between Guildford and Roy. More than 300 comic artists from Montreal and abroad are expected, and offering a diverse program of over 60 activities. Year-round, MCAF organizes activities that contribute to the development and dissemination of knowledge about the art for both professional and comic arts enthusiasts. So, without further ado, here's my chat with Mélanie Laroche about Montreal Comic Arts Festival 2024. So, Mélanie Laroche, thank you very much for taking time to chat with me.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me over.
Well, I appreciate your time. Before we get started with all the questions, I would like to know, what was the first comic book that you read?
As a kid, I think I would have to say Asterix, but then a bit later on, like, I discovered Calvin and Hobbes, and that really got me back into comics a little later in life.
Yeah, that's Bill Watterson. He's a clever man, I tell you, with various levels of artistic style and themes. So yeah, it definitely applies to all ages, I guess. That's for sure.
So funny, so smart, yet so touching.
There you go, for sure. So we're talking here because it's all about the Montreal Comic Arts Festival. That's the theme for this chat. And I wonder if you could talk a wee bit about it. For those who are not familiar with the festival, what is it all about?
The Montreal Comic Arts Festival is a celebration of comics in all its form. We're actually a bilingual festival at the heart of Montreal. It's 1.2 kilometers of pedestrianized street in Plateau Mont-Royal for people that may know the city a bit more. We got over 160, I think we have 168 exhibitors this year and 300 artists that will be coming. We're a big outdoor festival with free programming. We have 60 activities presented this year and so many hours of book signings with all of your favorite authors.
That's amazing. And I was just looking at the exhibitors and artists. It's just tremendous. It's actually from A to Z when you think about it. It goes from one end to the other. So there you go. So maybe you could talk a bit about your role. Like, what's your role in putting this all together?
I'm the executive director. I work alongside an amazing programming director, Virginie Moreno, which I'd like to salute if I can. We have a very small team that works all year long to organize the festival. So as executive director, my role is both to get the finances in order, but I've also been taking care of the logistics, a little bit of the artistic design. So supervising exhibitions and the designing of the poster, for example. But I also do a whole bunch of other small things that people might not know about.
I'm sure there's a million and one things that you worry about, that's for sure. And you just touched very quickly on the poster this year done by Jillian Tamaki. That's
exactly,
a great coup.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very nice. Now, you mentioned it and you glossed over this. It is very important for people to realize that this is an outside event. You shut down Rue Saint-Denis and it just like goes on and on and on. With creators that you can just walk up to and see and talk to and experience their art. It's tremendous.
Exactly. On one side of the street, we have a bunch of tents that allow us to have people protected in case, we're an outdoor event. So in case of rain, we are ready to have people covered at least, or at least the authors and the activities will be covered. So on one side, we have all the exhibitor tents, and our exhibitors range from major publishing companies as well, and all the way down to smaller publishing houses and self-published authors. On the other side of the street, we have outdoors exhibition. Some of them this year are the 500 Years of Indigenous Resistance, based on the book from Gord Hill. So it's pages from his book. We also have an exhibition, Montréal Imaginaire, that takes a closer look at different representations of Montreal in comics. So it's a researcher, Tara Charlin, that started looking into all these representations of Montreal, but not just the more touristic side of it. We also have, of course, the Mont-Royal. We also have Marché Jean Talon, so the Jean Talon market. But we also have the more industrialized part of Montreal that is represented, and a youth prison. So we thought it was nice to have a bigger picture of Montreal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. For people who haven't experienced it, it's a great way to see it in an artistic fashion. I meant to ask you, is there a special theme for this year's event?
Absolutely. This year's theme is Beyond Borders. This theme kind of gives the direction to most of the panels that will be presented. For example, in English this year, we have On the Road with Gillian Tamaki, Adam de Souza, and Tilly Walden. And This Is My Story to Tell, Representation and Role Models in Comic Arts with Sarah Kourkedjian, Brendan Mitchell, and Joanna Cacao.
Wow, that's a lot of good folks there, that's for sure. Yeah. That's tremendous. Now, you mentioned some art exhibits that are outside, and I think I remember I was there a couple of years ago, and it's pretty much for all ages, is it not? There's stuff for young folks, and there's stuff for older folks. It goes for all ages, I guess.
Absolutely. And we tried to have every type of comics represented. We're working on getting a bit more manga over the years. It's a bit harder with, we don't necessarily have the budgets to have a bunch of mangaka coming over, but we're still trying to think about manga with our workshops. We also have activities for younger people with comic improvisations, for example, that are always a favorites for families. But at the same time, we have panels that dig a bit deeper in different subjects, or we have comic conversations this year that are somewhat in the same direction, where we'll dive both in Tim Roberts' world, but also have Jonathan Burello and Lorenzo Paroni talk about action in comics. So we go in all sorts of directions.
That's amazing. A little bit of something for everyone, that's for sure. That's for sure. Now, if my memory is correct, and you have to correct me on this if I'm not, but I thought there was a mention about AI and comic books at your event. And I'm wondering if that's true, and if so, what is that all about?
Absolutely. Last fall, the festival decided to take a stance on artificial intelligence in comics. So both for our prizes, the Bidilis Awards, but also for the exhibitors present at the festival, we ask that people do not present any artwork that is generated by AI. We do think AI can be an amazing tool to help lessen the load for artists, and we have no problem with that. But as soon as we're talking about the generative AI, this is where we feel like there's not enough structures and regulations to protect artists' rights. So we thought it was important for us. We're a festival that love and depend a lot on the amazing artists that come each and every year to our festival. So it was a way for us to kind of take a stance and support them in protecting their rights right now.
Yeah, that's very valuable. This day and age, especially when there's more tools, more software coming out that can actually take over what an artist is doing. So there's a lot of fear mongering, I guess, for the most part. But as long as we're talking about it and open about it, I think that there's a good solution that everyone can appreciate. So we shall see. We shall see.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned the Bedelis Awards. I'm wondering if I know a little bit about it, but for those who don't, maybe you could talk a little bit about what those awards are all about.
Absolutely. It's awards that celebrate the best comics that were published in the last year. We have 6 prizes that are presented. We have the Bédélis Québec and the Bédélis Jeunesse Québec, so Bédélis Youth Québec, that award bursaries, for example, and trophies for artists that are both from Quebec and published in Quebec. But we also have the Bédélis Independent, both French and English. Both of these prizes are for self-published artists from Quebec. They come with a bursary, with a trophy, but also with a half table for next year's event. And both like Bédélis Independent Anglophone Award and the Bédélis Quebec Award allow even English-speaking artists to get a prize for their hard work. For example, this year for the Bédélis Quebec Award, we have Chris Oliveros, that is nominated for his latest book.
That's amazing. There's a lot of great creators there. And because the awards will be announced on Thursday, May 23rd, people can actually see the winners and the nominees, of course, on the exhibit street, I guess you could say. Not floor, Absolutely. But on the street. You'd actually walk right up to them and talk to them about their work. So that's a tremendous thing for sure.
Yeah, we make sure we have the winners announced on an exhibition in the street. And a lot of the artists, at least for the local artists, will be present at their publisher's house or at their own table for the weekend.
That's amazing. There you go. So with everything that we've been talking about, Melanie, I'm wondering, where should people go online to find out more information about the Montreal Comic Arts Festival?
So to find out more about the programming and all the artist presence, our address is www.fbdm-mcaf.ca.
Thanks to Melanie for the chat. You can discover more about the Montreal Comic Arts Festival at fbdm-mcaf.ca/en. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on Apple Podcasts. And remember to check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website. True North Country Comics is now on YouTube. Please like and subscribe to that video channel and hit the notification button. You can follow along at True North Country Comics on most social media sites. Please send your feedback to John at TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks for listening, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2024.